Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower, and all week long we're talking about pedestrian foods. And, one of the things that people ask me is, so if I'm going to have, let's say I'm going to try beans, because beans are great for you for a billion reasons and they're cheap. But there's dried beans and there's canned beans, and which one should I do? Which one should I get? And the answer is you get different ones for different reasons. The canned beans go right in your cupboard. And it's something where the beans are already cooked. So you just have to warm them up and spice them however you want. The dried beans are something that you have to soak and you have to cook, and it takes a little bit longer. Now, that's the difference in terms of preparation. In terms of nutrition, they are identical, except for when somebody sticks stuff in your food. They put stuff in your food, man, in the cans. They put sugar, they put salt, they put preservatives, they put stuff in there, things that aren't great for you. That's the difference nutritionally between canned and dried. And so when you choose your canned foods, get the ones that didn't have stuff in it. And the difference from a price perspective is that they're both cheap, but the dried beans are much cheaper than the canned beans. So canned beans are cheap, but the dried beans are cheaper. The canned beans are good for you, but the dried beans are better. The only advantage to canned beans is that it's so easy to make it as a side during an everyday weekday meal. Make sense? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.